The conference will now begin.
Okay, here. Okay. On page 123, nearing the end of this Torah, but we're never over. It's never over. It's never over. So we're discussing here about fasting. And fasting, Rabbi Nachman is telling us, fasting is the way to daven properly. Because when you fast, you're connected, you're dovek to the achorei kedusha. You're you know, sneaking around enemy lines. You're not getting involved with the sari paro, who try to grab and try to chop your tefillah and your words. Fasting is the way around that situation. And therefore, says Rabbi Nachman, therefore there's an isser. There's actually an isser, we know for sure according to halacha, to eat before shachars, but also to drink, and the blessed don't drink anything, as we've discussed. What about mincha marav? Not clear, but certainly it would make sense. Not that one has to fast, even though there is some svara that would make sense. But we know there's halachas about not eating a meal before mincha and not eating a meal before marav. When you have shema and you have other mitzvahs, the mincha and marav, and therefore seemingly it would make sense, according to Panemius, that this is the reason why. That if we start to indulge ourselves too much, you're allowed to eat a little bit, but too much already, you can get caught by the klipas. So the question we have to think about for about 5.5 seconds until we start the next line, is why is it specifically before davening that you have to fast? What about by any mitzvah? Or not by any mitzvah, let's say learning. Specifically, we're talking about here that the klipas of paro are going to try to grab and chop your words. That's what we discussed, right? Because they're hanging out in the throat somewhere. Can't say they're in my throat somewhere, right? Paro standing in the back of the neck. They're going to try to chop your words. So, okay, tefillah, I understand. It's a lot of words. What about learning? Learning is also words. Oh, so Ellie over here, even though you can't see him. Actually, you want to jump on the camera here?
No, understand.
So Ellie understands. He says, let's read the next few lines of Rabbi Nachman. So why did Dafka feel? So he says, Rabbi Nachman, on page 123, second paragraph, he had tefillah between the moon. Because the whole meaning of tefillah is an meaning of the moon. It helps us work on our emunah by one putting his kochos into the words and understanding, connecting to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It strengthens our emunah. It also, tefillah does another thing. Tefillah is also the litmus test of where our emunah is. The more you daven the emes, the more you're connected to the tefillah, the more you know you have emunah. Ben, so I'm not talking about a guy who's just shuckling, you know, his brains out, but he's not thinking about anything, which unfortunately happens a lot. The person's damaged. He's davening. He's davening with a fire, with excitement. He knows what the words are. He's focusing. He gets, like two brachas with kavanah b'shmoneh esrei. More than that, I know is already a lot, but at least two brachas. To the degree you're davening, to whatever degree you're davening is, that is going to be the madrigal, one of the litmus tests for your emunah. So tefillah, d'chinas emunah, ki yadua. We know that. That's a classic Torah and Rabbi Nachman, always, all the time, Tila is Amuna, Tila is Amuna. It's also Yisrael, and it's Bechinas Malchus. Shehin Shlamas Ayde Tikun Adibor. That the Amuna gets fixed up specifically with Dibor. Ki Iker Tzfil Hu B'Dibor Dafka, because the Iker of Tzfil is with Dibor. That's why it behooves us to daven out loud. A lot of people whisper when they daven, not so much when Esri. Subya Zimna, although the climax, the height, of course, of Tila is Shemana Esri. But there's a lot of madrigas, there's a lot of steps that we need to take until we get to, we're ready for that yichud. And one of the main steps is karbanos and pesukah zimra. And in those parts of tefillah, you're davening out loud, not screaming. You can if you want to, but I'm not saying to scream, but to say the words out loud, not to whisper. Say them out loud, like you mean it, right? If you're at a football game, if you're at a basketball game, and you're cheering your team on, you're not going to be like, you're not going to whisper. It doesn't make any sense. No one can hear you. You're going to fire up. So why is it that we're watching our little kid play, you know, like a little three-year-old play soccer, or like they're just going around kicking balls. They can't do anything. They're just like little kids running around, right? And we're cheering, yeah, go. When it comes to davening, we're like whispering. What is that? What? Soccer is more real than the Baruch Shalom. How could that be? Can't be. He says, Iker of tefillah is b'dibur davka. When you daven, it has to be b'dibur. It has to be b'leiv u'b'dibur, with your heart and with your mouth. with shlingus a dibur al deishim maravas matanis, and to have a shlingus of one's dibur, we explain, it's through fasting, holding back from eating. Umeshaber taiva zechila, to break that taiva of achila, not allowing the klipas of paro, the offices of paro, to grab our words, and allowing the words to come out of our mouth, like we want. And therefore, everybody in Kalei Yisrael needs to try to fast before tefillah. He doesn't say shachris, but he means shachris, but even both tefillahs. You should try to limit oneself. Don't eat too close to shachris. Don't eat at all before shachris. And don't eat too close to mencha ma'ariv. Knocking out the daven properly. It's talking about shachris here. It's an iser godol midin, he says. That's very strong. Not everybody holds that, but Rabbi Nelson and Rabbi Nachman hold that. It's an iser godol midin to eat and drink before shachris. You need to, before davening, to fast. It's part of the davening. It's part of the building of emunah. You know, we're so careful when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, and we're so careful when it comes to, you know, Taras Mishpacha and Kashrus. We're very, very careful. We have to be. Because these are serious mitzvahs and low sauces in the Torah. But what about emunah? That's what everybody else is saying. What about emunah? We don't have to be careful with emunah. If your entire tefillah, if your entire emunah is dependent on your tefillah, so don't we have to be careful of the utmost? We're so careful on Shabbos, so every single every single chumrah and every nakuda. So then, what about by davening, which is emunah? We should be very careful not to eat at all before davening, in order that we can maximize our koach of emunah. Kedei l'sak and a dibor shel tefillah. And the fasting is in order to fix our dibor. Fix up our words so we can daven properly, which ultimately is going to fix up and adorn the emuna in our lives. So that's the end of the fasting portion. Next page, 124. Gam says Rabbi Nosson. This is based on Rabbi Nachman. Gam ki atanishim edabek achorek dusha. He says, the tainis, like we discussed, it's going to help him be davuk to the back of Kedusha, which we're not going to talk about again now. Zeu b'china is another inyan that this is connected to, meaning not just the fasting to stay away from the creepers of paro, but another inyan that the fast does, he says, is b'china's kolach ha'ascholo shechozren ponov b'chol pam el ha'ascholo l'kabel kolach ma'ascholo. He says that fasting is a way of restarting. Holding oneself back from eating, it's like you're starting fresh. And we always eat, we eat, we eat. We're going through the cycle. You know, once in a while, we need a restart. You need to stop. You need a restart. Every fast day is like stop. Stop for a minute. And Kippur is the big stop and restart. But also Shavuot B'Tam is intentional. Stop for a second. Let's start again. Let's start this process of eating again. And what that does, says Rabbi Nelson, is that it's l'kabel koch nesol. You're able, when you restart, you're tapping into a very powerful energy, the energy of the beginning. Every beginning comes with a tremendous energy. Shehu Iker. The Iker of the avodah that you're going to do, the Iker is at the beginning. Kol, what is it called? There's a lesson of, called Holokach HaRosh, the lesson is, everything goes after the beginning, right? Your first impression. Kol HaSchalos Kashos, all beginnings are hard. Kibur Hate of Batorah now, looking at Rabbi Nachman over there. All beginnings are hard, but in the hardness of it is a tremendous koach. We know. A person wants to weightlift. The harder it is, the more pounds he puts on, the bigger his muscles are going to be. I think that's pretty clear. And after he maxes out on a certain weight, he puts a new weight on. He starts again. He starts a fresh new cycle. He says Rabbi Nachman, it says over there in Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman is he's pro starting again. Start things again. Don't let any avodah become old. You're davening, change something up. Wake up a little earlier, put a little more kavan in. You're learning, a certain amount every day, an hour a day. Add a little 5 minutes. Change it up. Change the avodah once in a while. Because the ikar, the main koach, power of the avoda comes from the haschalah. And if you only have one haschalah in your whole life, So what's the different types of haskalah? There's, of course, every single day there's haskalah because there's a haskalah of Zaman. It's the beginning of Zaman. It's a new day. But then there's another type of haskalah. It has the haskalah in the avoda itself, not in the Zaman, but in the avoda. But you did that once. I started learning. I started down. I've been down since I was 6 years old. So you need to do something to have another restart. Because if you want new energy, that energy comes from the beginning. So you need to restart. You need to start again. You need to restart every single time. So in this Torah, fasting is like a restart. Maybe the beginning when you started, can you imagine? A person, he starts davening when he's 6 years old and he's still davening the same way at 35, 40 years old, the same way he is at 6 years old. You tell the guy, listen, buddy, maybe you should work on your tefillah. I don't know. You probably could do better. He says, no, what are you talking about? Listen, buddy, I'm a professional davener. I've been davening since I'm 6 years old. I'm a baki. Do you know anybody who right, if you ask for experience, I have 35, 40 years of experience davening. I've been davening since six. He said, okay, well, is it possible maybe when you started at 6 years old, you weren't holding at the highest level and you're just dying the same way? Maybe you could start again now with all your knowledge. You might be better, right? We can't keep doing it. We can't do the same avodah the same way since you're 6 years old, 7, 8, even 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 26, 28. Every time is new. There's fresh. There's new kochos. Okay, in Tzarech L'Haskalah, we need to start again. Every single day, every single time, you need to start again. So Rabbi Nelson specifically here is talking about fasting before Shacharis. That's a restart. Like anytime a person starts to do an avodah nine, don't just jump into it. At least stop for a minute, as much as you can, whatever Indian, and think for a minute. I'm starting fresh. You're going to come in with all the same, right? You're learning Gemara. You're going to come in with the knowledge of yesterday. Even if I say, I'm going to start fresh like I never saw a black Gemara again. What, you're going to forget all the Gemara? No. You're going to forget the Gemara. But you're going to come in with a new energy. You don't want to come with the same old energy that's just been cycling around for so long, for a long time. Same energy as 6 years old. No, we need new energy. Okay. Mitzvah Shem, we should be zochet to that new energy. And Mitzvah Shem, tomorrow we will learn and we'll see. We might actually finish this halacha. Okay, have a shower.
Stop it.